Hello, I'm Drake Anubis, and I will be your host for this episode of TWAT. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me at drakeanubis@gmail.com, or on Skype, or AIM, or various other services. It's pretty much Drake Anubis at whatever, and you can probably find me. Today I wanted to talk about one of my favorite programs called Maxi Vista. I think it's Spanish for More View, something like that. Maxi Vista. It has nothing to do with Windows Vista, although it is a Windows-only program. However, you can get it running in Wine, kinda. I'm not very much a Wine person, though. I can't really get Wine to ever work just the way I want it for me. But I think it can be done. I'm also pretty sure that it runs in VMs. I haven't used it in a while. I don't quite remember, but I believe that you can run it in a virtual machine just fine. So you could probably move it across to other platforms if you really want to. Anyway, what it does is it is a networked virtual monitor solution sort of program, and it lets you do cool things with monitors that are attached to networked machines. It operates in a client-server mode, so you'd have one machine, which you'd install the server part of the software on, and it'd be your nexus for all of your clients, and the clients install on, you know, all the client machines. It's pretty simple there. Now, what it does is, well, let me give you an example. Let's say you had the server on your desktop, and you have the client on your laptop. So, you know, you don't use your laptop all the time. Maybe you have your laptop only for work or school or whatever. Well, you can set your laptop next to your desktop, enable the program, and the laptop will become an external monitor for the desktop, giving you more screen real estate. You have more desktop to work with. You can drag a window over to the laptop, you know, a spreadsheet, a Firefox, whatever, instant messaging program. And it does this all over the network, so you don't need to actually install a dual head or additional graphics card into your machine if you just want to use a monitor every now and then. I find it useful because I use a lot of monitors. I think the most I've ever had at one time was 13 all functioning. I run about 7 at any given time. And it's very handy to have it on another machine, and when you want to use that machine, you can just hit a hotkey, have it minimize, use that machine, and bring it back up. So it's a lot more efficient than actually having your hardware, KVM, or something along those lines. It looks nice, too. It does a pretty good job, I'm surprised. Like, for example, on a laptop running wirelessly, we assume it's on G, you can get full motion video going across. There'll be some artifacting. You might want to turn the compression up a little bit. It does give you control over compression, bitrate, color, you know, whatever you want. I think it also does different types of encoding a little bit. I'm not sure about that, though. But you can do pretty well. I know on my network, it's a gigabit network, though. I was able to push out 1600 by 1200 full motion video at full everything without really any hiccups. It doesn't seem to be that too. It doesn't seem to be very much CPU intensive, but I haven't noticed a problem, actually. It seems fine. It will support multiple monitors across multiple machines. So, for example, if you have, you know, your desktop, and your desktop has two screens, and then you have your laptop connected by Wi-Fi, and then you have another computer, which you're using also, you can have up to, like, you know, however many monitors. I think there is a limit on the number of clients you can have connected. I think the limit is 4, but those are clients, not screens. So, for example, if you have one computer that has 2 monitors on it, you only need 1 client, I believe is how that works. So you can use both of those monitors as essentially 1 large monitor. Besides that, it comes in different versions. There are 3 versions. Each version has more features. I know a teacher friend of mine uses the Mirror Pro version, which is the highest version they have to do desktop mirroring. So when he is giving a presentation, every student on every computer can see his screen in real time as he's doing it. It's mirroring out his screen to all of the other screens in the lab, which is pretty cool if you're doing a lot of presentations. I know there's a way to use it for PowerPoints. Like, if you're doing a PowerPoint in the very back of a room, and you want to use the projector that's connected to the computer in the front of the room, you can send the PowerPoint across the network wirelessly like that, and it works out pretty well. It also has a kind of remote control mode where you can use it to control the computer next to you, but you know, if that's all you need to do, you can use a program called Synergy. Synergy is very cool. They demoed it on Hack 5. I recommend you go and check out that at hack5.org. They have a great website, Darren and them. But that's open source, that's free. So if all you need to do is just have a virtual, you know, keyboard mouse solution, just use Synergy. And Synergy will work across all platforms. But Maxi Vista is cool because it's the only program that I know of that actually will allow you to use networked monitors. And correct me if I'm wrong about that, because I would definitely like to look at alternatives to the program. Not that there's anything wrong with the program is fantastic, but if they're all alternatives, especially open source alternatives, That'd be great to know about. Now, the three versions, which you have to pay for, the standard, professional, and mirror versions. The standard is $30 and will allow you to extend your monitor out to other screens. The professional version is $39, so like $40 basically. And it allows you to do the remote control stuff, the synchronization of the clipboard, basically all the stuff that Synergy does, but you pay for it. And then the mirrored version is $70, but it lets you push out to, I'm sure there's a limit, but I don't know what the limit is. I know you can go to a lot of computers. You can mirror your desktop off to many, many machines. So if you at all have a spare computer lying around, you know, maybe you have like a 400 megahertz machine lying somewhere, and you want to have another monitor, and for whatever reason, you don't want to just put another graphics card into your machine. Maybe your machine's a laptop and you can't do that. That's very good to point out that if you have like a laptop and you want to mirror your laptop to a desktop monitor, that's fine, because I know a lot of laptops won't let you use an external display. Most of them have that option, but a lot of them don't. So that could be a solution if you have that problem. And I hope that you find this useful. Once again, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at drakeanubis@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer them. If you find I've made a mistake or you know of a program that is better than MaxiVista, I would love to know that too. Also, I want to give a shout out to the guys over at cmdradio.com. They're starting out a new radio show. I was working on the RSS feed with them because they were having some problems with iTunes and RSS and whatnot. But you can find them at cmd, as in the command prompt, cmdradio.com. They have an RSS feed. It's in iTunes. I know because I put it there, and it was a pain in the ass because I hate iTunes so much now. They're so bad. Anyway, so you can go to iTunes. You can go to the feed. Check them out. Give them some feedback or whatever. You know, help them out a little bit. And, okay. Thanks.